That was The Girl from Ipanema, done by Antonio Carlos Jobim, who wrote it, of course. It's 21 minutes past 8 o'clock. You're listening to Frank Honest, and on our program this morning, we are privileged to have a great Russian dancer currently in town, and he prefers to remain anonymous. However, we are finding some of the things behind the Iron Curtain, such as the fact that they do have compact cars. They do have, in fact, developed compact people and compact freeways to go with their compact cars, and some other things. I would like to say some things that we have here. Those new thinking folks at Schick have come up with an all-new double-edged razor. It's really designed for a man. Take the handle. It's man size, nice and long. You can get your thumb and all four fingers on it with ease, and the handle won't slip either. Special finger-hugging studs keep the razor steady even when your hand is wet.
I beg your pardon.
Never mind. There are other features, but you ought to try them. This is too difficult and too technological to explain to you at this time.
I understand. I don't mean to interrupt.
See for yourself how the thin head angles the blade right, how the positive lock holds the blade steady, and how that patented bar guard sets up your beard. Get one tomorrow, the new double-edged razor by Schick. With Schick stainless steel blades and a handsome travel case, is just $1, and the blades you get are something special, too. They're the new improved Schick stainless steel blades, improved by over 1,000 feet of extra stropping. Get both. New double-edged razor, new improved double-edged blades. They're both by Schick. Carter Smith, he is the fellow that works in the newsroom with me, sir, has just talked to me on the talkback and asked if
there is a newsroom?
That is the newsroom in there, two glasses away
that,
there.
They make their out the television announcements or the radio. Radio, right. I beg your pardon.
Yes.
Here, nobody could see us here.
Nobody can see us,
I'm
afraid.
That's censorship, right? That's American censorship. They don't let you see the people.
In a sense,
well, you see, that's all right, the capitalist, imperialistic problem, but I am not here to criticize your country, certainly.
No.
Although I don't like it.
Well, all right.
It's a rotten country. But I'm not here. I'm not here to tell you how to run your country.
No.
But if you're this, censorship is rotten.
Well, this is a form of censorship.
Now, what
I'll
is this fellow's name, this spy?
This fellow's name... spy?
Carter?
Carter B. Smith.
Yeah.
And Carter B. Smith talked to me and asked me to ask you how you would compare yourself to the great Nijinsky.
Who? What is that name?
Nijinsky.
Oh, Nijinsky. Oh, yeah, but, well, it was, of course, it was good. There is no doubt that he had an ability to do a few leaps. He could do an entrechat, but certainly...
An entrechat what?
Ses?
Yeah.
That's
what's that?
Six. When you see, you take a leap.
You take
straight
a leap?
Lip.
A lip?
Yeah, that's up in the air, your lip. See, you
oh,
go
a
straight.
Lip.
Yeah, upper lip.
Oh,
see, you take a...
You take an upper lip?
That's right. You leap from the floor of the stage.
I see.
Up straight in the air.
I see.
That's called
an upper lip.
Upper lip, you see. All right. You lip up. Now, then you take your feet.
Yes.
And you wiggle the toes. Putty, 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 putty. See? It got to go putty, 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 putty. See? Cross in front, cross in back, cross in back, front, cross in back. Putty, 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 putty. See? You do that six times.
Six putty putties with an upper lip.
That's right. That is the one thing that Nijinsky could do. See, but otherwise, fui. You see, there was actually...
Otherwise, fui?
Fui, actually. It was, I don't mean to criticize another artist, of course, but it was inferior, it was bourgeois, it was actually, it was pre-revolutionary. It was a tsarist pawn. And he certainly he is honored much too much in America, but he was...
A bomb.
Well, not a bomb, but it was fui. It was...
Fui.
I don't like to
criticize. How many putty-putty-putties can you do with an upper lip?
Oh, maybe 7-8 times up in the air. I do entrechat maybe 30, 40.
30 or 40 before
yes.
You hit the ground?
Before you don't hit the ground. Until you want to hit the ground. Yes, now there are two of us now. We are now working on. Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I tell you everything. You are a cute fellow.
Thank you.
Yes, you got nice face. I like your face. Good face. Now, you lip up two fellows.
Two fellows?
Two fellows.
Not a fellow and a girl.
What girl?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
All right. Don't. What?
Two fellas leap up.
All right. You'll do me a favor, please?
Yes.
You'll shut up.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry, sir.
I don't mean to be fresh.
No.
But shut up.
Okay.
Get two people, they jump off straight. Now we are working on space rendezvous. In the middle air, you are way up in the air. You are actually traveling approximately, when you leap, approximately 18,000 miles per hour. See, that's orbital speed.
This is unassisted.
Unassisted. No, well, you have slight assistance. You have what we call solid fuel. You have behind you, backstage, a pole vaulter. He comes in when your back is turned on him.
Yeah.
And he don't touch you real hard. But you go jump straight up in the air. And you are in orbit.
Thank you very much. There's a little behind the scenes. It's 27 minutes past 8. I have this great Russian dancer who has preferred to remain anonymous and will. However, we're going to take a little time out here, sir, for the news.
That news?
Yes. This is where you will hear our newsman perform. Yeah. And I wonder if it is possible to talk you into revealing who you really are after the news. I mean, this would be the people I know want to hear.
I will promise you that since I find you a nice person, you see, I will promise that your people, I will tell every listener to listen to your program, Dong Shorewood. Every person who is listening there, I will tell maybe every single one of you got maybe 40, 50.
Easy.
All right. I will tell 40, 50 people in America who is talking now.
All right. This will be right after the news.
A mystery guest, huh?
Right. It's kind of a fun thing. After the news, we will reveal who our mystery guest was. This morning.
Is.
Yes, that's
still
very
here,
important.
We're still here.
That's right. Here at KSFO in San Francisco, it's 8:30. Janssen low-fat yogurt. Do you have yogurt in Russia? I think it is a Slavic origin.
Invented yogurt.
Did you invent it?
Yes, we invented that yogurt. We always did it. We invented everything like that.
Yes.
Everything that's good for you. We invented this brand.
This Meadow Gold?
Yes.
Yogurt?
Janssen?
Yeah. Janssen is a Russian name?
Yeah, that's a Russian name, of course. But, of course, for American, the pronunciation is different, you see. You pronounce Janssen.
What would you pronounce it in Russian?
Нет, не уфродни здесь.
Get yogurt from Meadow Gold. And now may we have our theme. And so ends our interview with a great anonymous Russian dancer. And I feel that we should let you all know who we've been talking to. And this gentleman I have known for many a year now and enjoy it every time he comes to town. And he is in town right now, appearing, as a matter of fact, in the Venetian Room. And he's not a Russian ballet dancer at all, but rather one of the country's top comedians, Mr. Shelley Berman. And it is a pleasure, sir.
Thank you, Don. I wonder if we really put anybody on, or if they...
Oh, you saw him troop in here saying, who's he got? You know? So I think he sold it. It's a fantastic accent you have. Do you have Russian in your background, or is this just something you picked up?
No, I'll tell you the truth. My grandparents were Russian.
Oh, I see.
Good Russians, of course. Yeah.
Oh, you're the good guys.
Yes, of course. And, I don't know. I don't know where I picked up the accent.
Beautiful accent. I'll bet we had him going. Oh, yeah. It'd be interesting to find out, as a matter of fact. Some guy called up and made a few remarks about... Well, never mind. It's,
It was a patriotic.
How long? Yeah.
Didn't feel like I should be on this show.
How long are you going to be in town?
Well, I'm going to be over here at Fairmont for, I don't know, a few more days. July 8th. July 7th, I think.
Another week, anyway. Huh?
July 7th, yeah.
Okay.
Going great. The new stuff's going great.
What new stuff?
Oh, the new stuff. I have a whole new show.
Oh.
The first show every night is a new show, is a the new stuff. That's the one where I do the bit in the dark, in complete darkness, for about 15 minutes.
You kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
This is an innovation.
Yeah.
You mean no spot, no nothing?
No spot, no nothing.
In the dark?
A stream of consciousness routine, yeah.
Is that...
And the whole first show is based on a single theme. It's based on insecurity, and we work on that level.
Well, I've got to see that.
You'd be surprised how the audience behaves, how they accept it. It's fantastic. They sit in the dark for 15 minutes, and they laugh.
That's nutty.